Welcome to everyone on this Transfiguration Sunday, February the 14th, 2021, where we continue to gather in love for one another from the safety of our homes. I am Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg and the interim pastor at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Linwood. Happy Valentine's Day. We are now more than halfway through winter. The days are getting longer, and we've had some beautiful sunshine this week, along with some colder temperatures, just to remind us that, yes, it is still indeed winter. On the pandemic front, I am sure all of you are aware that Waterloo Region will be returning to the red zone as of Tuesday. Know that your church councils will be in discussion to decide when to reopen our parishes in the coming weeks. I think it is important to note the variants that are popping up all around us. This will be a make or break time as to whether our numbers continue to decrease or they go back up again. For our Zion folks, council met online this past Tuesday to prepare the 2021 budget. As we are not able to have our AGM at the moment, copies of the budget will be found in your March messenger, which will be out by the end of next week. If you have not received your Lent in a Bag activity, you will do so by Wednesday. Some of our folks will receive a Lenten pamphlet instead of a bag. It contains the same wording, so you can follow along as well. Please note that there is an Ash Wednesday activity in the bag. You will either have received a tattoo or a Q-tip with ashes on it. You may do this as part of the activity in the bag, or you may wish to participate in the online Ash Wednesday service prepared by the Eastern Synod staff. The service will be available both on the Eastern Synod website and the Facebook page at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, February 17th. We will send out a link and an email before Wednesday. As usual, our go-to meeting coffee hour takes place at 11 o'clock today. Come join us. And also please remember that Zion relies on your continued support to meet our monthly expenses. The months of January, February, and March are usually slower months, after the year-end rush, so I ask that you please consider supporting your church. Sincere thanks to everyone who remembers us in your prayers. Let us now take a moment to gather our hearts and minds for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And also with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, the resplendent light of your truth shines from the mountaintop into our hearts. Transfigure us by your beloved Son and illumine the world with your image through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning is Beautiful Savior, and it is from the ELW, hymn number 838.